Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for one of those things where we're supposed to make a situation better, but we usually make it somehow worse.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Song yet?
I think you guys need to burn them on like a CD for me,
and I can play them in my car on the way home.
Tiak, what are we tackling?
Once again, we have a lovely couple today, Alyssa and Sean, and they just came in with some inheritance money. We're gonna help them spend it.
Woo! Yeah.
Or not.
Oh no.
Wow.
I kind of sandbagged there. Such
a roller coaster. Alyssa won the toss. She gets to go first. Alyssa?
Hey, guys. Yay!
Yay! What's going on?
Well, guys, my father recently passed away.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it was tough, but he was sick for a while, so, you know, it's... anyway, he... Yeah, it's okay. He's better. You know, it was painful. But, I mean, the reason I'm calling is because my dad left me a lot of inheritance money.
A lot. Like, you said that with a lot of emphasis on that. That sounds like a lot. You don't have to tell us how much, but.
Definitely don't tell us how much. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah, don't ask her.
We don't need to know.
You're not the person who's at least a little bit curious on how much she's got.
It's a lot. I'm happy. Well, I'm not happy for her, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a lot of money. Sorry, we tangented. Like, this is serious. And what's the problem?
Well, so my father was always a penny pincher. My whole life, his whole life, he saved all his money. Up until his death. And
a lot. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like he would eat tomato and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Gross.
For supper. He just
don't
would,
judge
yes, save money.
Okay.
And he never did anything like fun. He never lived with it.
Mm.
So now he's given it to me, and I just want to spend it in the way my dad never got a chance to do. You know, I want to buy a nice car and go on like a long vacation. I just want to truly enjoy the money that he worked and sweated for his whole life.
Okay. So you, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He never enjoyed his money. I want to bring it to life, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I completely mm-hmm. understand.
Wait.
Let's get his side in here. I know already.
You have
what,
judgment in your tone.
I know I do because I can already, Sean?
Yay.
Yay.
What do you want to do with the money?
We got to save it and invest it because the way the money's going in the economy, we needed to have it later. We need to have it making interest so we have it later, not blowing it now on a car that loses half of its value when it leaves the lot. On a vacation the kids won't even remember. It's a waste.
Okay. It sounds to me like you're very much like her father was.
Well, look, I think the best way to honor someone's passing is if he was, I mean, he was blessed enough to leave us with this money. And he has money because he was good with money. The lesson that he leaves us for us is to continue being good with money. And that's the best way for us to honor his life.
Sean sounds like my fiance.
to keep saving it because that's what he would have wanted.
That he would have done,
guys.
Yeah,
yeah, Erica.
It's not Sean's.
Oh
money.
No!
It's not Sean. That is not Sean's dad.
I don't. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter though because if it goes to Alyssa and she's married, unless they have a prenup.
No, I do. I will say this. I think Erica's right in a legal sense. Like inheritance does
stay you don't need with the child.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, are you going to do when you get married, Erica? Are you going to go, this is mine, that's yours?
No, but I think that it's not really fair for Sean to say, well, we have to invest it when that wasn't his death.
He can. He gets a say as a spouse.
He could have opinions.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. I actually really find you wonderful, but...
Wow. 303-222-5423. That's the number to call if you want to yell directly at Erica, or...
Bring it on.
I mean, you can pick a side on the Great Mate Debate, mm-hmm. or you can tell her... Like, I understand what you're saying. In a black and white world, everything you're saying is right. But relationships are nuanced. No,
but so someday, right? I'm getting married.
Yeah.
Someday when one of our parents passes. I don't think, say it was my fiancé's.
Do they have money?
There will be inheritance. I don't think I get much of an opinion of what we do with that.
I think if your marriage is good, you absolutely do. It's like,
yeah, and I'm not married yet. Yeah. So maybe
I didn't
that's why
get
I don't
this
know.
Money. Alyssa, do you? I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm going to just ask you point blank. Do you feel like you just got an inheritance, or do you feel like you and Sean got an inheritance?
Well, I mean, in my dad's will, it was to me.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you, if you find $5 on the ground. And you're walking with Sean, is that your $5? Or is that your...
That is so different.
Yeah.
It's... No, well, it's... No, it's not. Well, because can I say why? Can I say why? I'll say why. When I was married, I made more than her. That was our money. Oh, but I was working for that money. But that's... Oh, no. That like, it's our money. Any money that comes into a marriage, in my opinion, is... our money.
I agree completely. Yeah. If my wife gets a raise, well, now we have more money as a...
Yes.
She's not like, well, we have this much and then I have...
She doesn't suddenly go,
extra.
Oh, I have a bigger dress budget.
Because then you never grow as a... Because then what if then I get a raise? And we're like, well, now this is my money. And then now you're... It feels like you're still
right.
separated, you know? So I'm with you.
I'm with you on salary. I'm not with inheritance.
That's your...
And I'm sure that doesn't make sense, but...
No, it does because that was your dad. But it's right. like... I don't know. Just all of a sudden, I'm just going to say all of a sudden $1 million shows up. She said a lot. So I'm going to say it's $1 million or more. All of a sudden $1 million shows up. I think you're straining your relationship. If you go, well, I wonder what I'm going to do with my money.
I don't think she's saying that she wants to take their family on trips and buy cars and live with the money. I think it's a beautiful sentiment actually, But
to not honor dad and the way he got.
No, but to be like, he didn't get to live with this. So I'm going to like live and make memories that our kids and us will remember. Am I right, Alyssa?
Absolutely. That's it. I think that my father sort of sat in from fear too. And he died too young, and life is way, way, way too short to not live.
I agree. And I know a lot of people are going to call and go, here's a compromise, take half and do this. Mm. But
compromise is the answer.
It is probably the answer, but I wanted to hear from people and go, is it dishonoring her father to not save it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, because who are you to go, he didn't know good enough how to spend the money. Like, I'll show him. Like, because he wouldn't have had the money if he bought nice cars and vacations, sure. Like, then you wouldn't have. So I don't know. I'm torn.
And the other question that I have, you guys, hang on. We're going to talk behind your back even more. The other question I have is Erica, like, I understand on paper that he doesn't have a say, but he absolutely should.
If we're talking about a black or white, no, he doesn't. But if we're talking about a gray area, a compromise is in the cards.
Well, so if he doesn't, I mean, does the money just go in like a separate account? And then she's just like, is like, oh, I have my car and like, I'll have my bottle of wine and I'll have my, because I'm like
that's
rich
the way,
now. And
I you, need to, like, can I get your fiance's number? Because I need to warn him about some stuff.
No, I feel like he would understand my point of view. And maybe,
he wants it on that money.
Maybe like, I'm wrong. Say,
all right. Where does the money go? Who gets a say? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a gray maid debate between Alyssa and Sean. Her father recently passed, which is bad, but he did leave a bunch of money for them. And she's like, let's just blow it.
And may we remind you that Alyssa and Sean are married.
Yeah, they're married. Married, have kids. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, but the reason he had all that money is because he saved it his whole life. He just never spent it on anything.
Erica, this is a part where we're recapping. So he's just recapping.
Yeah.
You feel like he's taking a side.
I do
feel
like he's just recapping.
Would you like to recap something?
Well, my recap was, just to be clear, you said that the father left money for them. The father left money for his daughter,
yes,
who is married.
A lot of the texters want to make sure it's clarified. Inheritance is not shared. It goes to her. Unless
for sure.
It's in a
like in a legal sense.
Yeah.
In a legal sense. Yeah. I have already, what do you do in a court of law? I will
conceded.
Stipulate. I will stipulate that that's true. I think if that's
you,
the way you think.
Slacker.
I'm just saying, if that's the way you think, you're not going to be married long.
I agree.
Whoa. Lori?
I.
Ooh, that was tragic.
I know I was. Sorry.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, baby. I'm on her side. Her dad worked his entire life for that money, and he specifically left it for his child. That is her decision to make. He came into the marriage long after that relationship was already established. So I'm on her side. You can't take it with you. I enjoy it.
Okay, but Lori, do you think, like me as a father, like if I would hope that my kids learned the lessons of me, and like when I give them the money that they follow in my footsteps, mm-hmm, with that money?
What would that be?
Well, with me, it's different. It's blowing on booze
and
hookers.
And fun things. No.
I'm saying blow it. I'm saying enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Don't blow it. Enjoy it.
Okay.
That is two different things.
Okay.
I think you can do both, kind of be smart with it and also enjoy it.
Let's keep going here. Michelle?
Hi.
Hi. Whose side are you on?
I don't have a side.
Oh.
I think since they're a married couple, and I think her husband cares about her father as well, that they should both be together on deciding that the money is important since they're married and they have a future together. Because you never know that one of them can be sick and they do have children, that they should invest some of the money. And at the same time, to honor her dad, since he never really lived to enjoy his life, that they should use some of that money and go on vacation and, you know, buy her a car, a nice car, and do something together with family. And
because, like, here's the thing. I don't mean to get weird, but like I recently lost my father, mm-hmm. and let's pretend he left me a bunch of money.
Okay.
And I'm like, cool, I'm going to go out and buy a car. I've had my eye on this Audi this whole time. I love Audis. My dad was a Ford man through and through. I'm not honoring him if I go buy an Audi. I'm not. And, yeah.
When
I'm
you
like,
put it that way.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, can we're all I just like, oh, you honor him by blowing his money.
Can I ask a dumb question, though?
What?
Like, and I don't know, it's harsh. Do you have to honor them?
Ooh.
They're not around.
My question was, is there anything that your dad wishes he could have done in his life? In this hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
That then.
Maybe, but he didn't want to do a lot. But so I just think it would be really weird of me to go and buy a foreign car with my dad's money.
I'm sure he would want you to do whatever you want to do, whether or not he agrees with it. He wants you to be happy.
The tides are turning with Aaron.
No, it's not.
You don't know my dad.
You don't know my dad. Like, no way. My dad would be like, what are you doing? Like, if your dad was anti-drug and you went like, I bought a dispensary.
Okay,
what?
I'm not talking about that, like the extremes. Like,
but I think my dad.
I don't think he would care about the kind of car
I got. Think he absolutely would. My dad would be like, that's not made in America, man.
Come around, kick the tires for sure.
Jose.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. So I was in the same situation, got a big portion of money from her grandpa. But I'm a little bit on the husband's side as well. We were able to invest in some properties and also go on a vacation. But I definitely am on the wife's side. Enjoy the money. Life is short.
But what if life isn't short? Oops. And you don't have any money left at the end. Oops.
You never know. But
keep
that's
working.
Why
you don't quit your working. Job.
Yes. But that's why I'm on the husband's side a little bit as well. We were able to invest in some properties and get some income that way. But it's, you know, spend
for you, Jose.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Man. Appreciate it. Let's get one more in here. Diego.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Man, I am on the wife's side.
Sean was the wife, I think, right?
The defeat in Slacker as this has gone on.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's just that Eric has taken a victory lap and it's driving me a little bit nuts.
Yeah.
But
I'll do it again.
Okay. Why, though? Why? If you know your dad was a penny pincher, are you disrespecting his memory by just blowing the money? That's all I'm asking.
Not really, because he lived the life that he chose with the money. So he made a decision. Now that she has an inheritance, she has a decision to live with the money, a decision to not spend it or to spend it.
All right, thanks, man. looks like we're out of time. Did everybody, I mean, am I crazy?
No, there was someone, there's quite a few texters actually on Sean's side as well. Someone said, have you heard of the third generation curse by the third generation? All family fortune has been spent, and this woman is the reason.
Wow.
But if we're going by the phones, Alyssa, enjoy your new car. And
thank you.
Like,
you're...
I'm so mad because it's just... And then Aaron goes, do we even have to honor him? You're right.
I think, no, and I do think, because obviously I've lost family members too. Yeah. You want to honor them. You don't have to tie yourself down to that, though.
Like, forever.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure they would want you to go live, have fun, go on a vacation with the money, but also invest it.
All right, so we're compromising, and Erica has her first Great Mate Debate win over Slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We have breaking news today, but let's just get... Okay, sorry. We have...
News! Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
We got a pope, I guess.
We have a pope!
Yeah!
Smoke! blue.
Smoke is white. I mean, I know it happened hours ago, but like no show has got really to talk about it on this radio station yet. So I figured we should.
So we claimed him.
Yeah, we
got
it.
He's from Chicago.
USA.
Wait.
USA.
Okay. Here's the thing. All I know is we got a pope. I don't know anything about it. Oh. I found out today that Erica has a fantasy team for pope.
He was my first round draft pick. No, he was not. Pizza ball. I only know any of this because my best friend was watching the live stream and was texting me
for real.
No smoke. The last two full days, no smoke. And then,
no smoke. There's still
black smoke.
No, it
was black smoke. Okay. Yeah.
In the middle of chaos this morning, she's texting me. There's a pope. I don't have time for this right now. Yeah.
So it and it's American dude.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That, he's the first American to lead the Roman Catholic Church.
Woo-hoo! Is he
hot?
Young? Is he old?
Oh. Oh, no.
He's 69, which I feel is pretty young to be a pope.
When do they? Because they want you to die, right?
They don't like make you walk the plank.
No, but I mean, they don't like.
They want you to die.
More often than not, you don't step down as pope.
Yeah, you don't retire. Oh. It's
you die in that role.
Yeah, so it's like their way of doing term limits is to just get somebody kind of old.
Right.
You don't put a 35-year-old in there because, like, this guy's going to be pope for 30 years.
Maybe it's time.
I still, I don't know.
Hopefully
maybe
more than 30.
Right.
69 just feels pretty young to be a pope.
All right.
Well, yeah.
You heard it here, probably not even close to first, but we have a pope, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Wait. What's his name?
Oh, so he's going by, the name he chose was Pope Leo the, what is XIV?
14.
Pope Leo the 14th.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a few texts today because my son is named Leo.
Oh, it's a Leo thing.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Big day.
Carry on.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. More breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Buffet pizza's back, baby.
This is going to be my story. I'm so excited.
Cece's back. Cece's pizza. They're on the mend.
Erica?
Are we excited about
it? I don't know what that is.
We're cool about it.
I don't know what that is.
We're chill. Like, I've heard of Cece's Pizza, but I feel like I've also heard of people getting very sick there.
That was the old thing.
Is this a real thing?
Yes.
Do you remember Cece's?
No.
Oh, really? My God. We used to have, like, all of our birthday parties there. They had pizza. They had mac and cheese pizza, which was so good. They had the red Coca-Cola cups with the fat.
Where
oh, my God.
Is it in a mall? Where?
No.
Like,
where?
No, it, they were like
standalone, yeah.
But they were always a buffet, right? That was like, that's their thing, is it's a pizza buffet.
But then you get like salad and you get like, do you get other
stuff? Yeah.
Whatever.
Salad.
Like, do you remember Shakey's? Shakey's had a buffet.
No.
Shakey's like had, like they called it Bunch of Lunch. And you could go in.
Okay. And a like, lot of a Pizza Hut used to have a buffet. There's some locations that still do.
Oh my God, you are such
a thing like a quarterback. I know where all the buffets are on my wrist.
Tears your little Velcro open.
I think those are like specific times they go to a buffet. Cece's just was a buffet. Just anytime, lunch, dinner, all the time.
Is it returning locally?
They're just expanding. So they really had a hard time during COVID. They lost a lot of locations. And so now they've cleared the debt and we're right.
Wait. So it never actually fully went away. And you're not even celebrating the return of it.
It's
here.
It's so weird. Like the things you.
Why don't you want us to be happy?
You know what? You're right. I'm sorry.
We did hire Erica as the optimist in the room, and what are we 5 days in? Eight days in.
Like,
yes,
I told you that was going to happen. I warned you.
Okay. Anyway, congrats, Tiak and Aaron.
Yes, it's a big day for us.
Enjoy your Cece's pizza.
Good evening. Similarly food related, but not Cece's pizza.
Okay.
Panera's viral croissant clutch is coming back. It is a purse that looks like a croissant. And it sold out so fast last time they put them out that they said, you know what, bring her back. And that, like, it's kind of
so
cute.
It's a croissant that looks like a purse.
Hold on. Are you?
She's being me.
Yeah.
To them about Cece's.
So is this what you're doing?
Yep.
Are they even going to have them locally?
Oh my God! You guys!
Sorry, I'm just hungry.
They never even closed.
I have great news.
And you're celebrating the return?
Well, wait. It's sold out. So the return is actually maybe more warranted. It wasn't because of bankruptcy and failure.
Yes. It was just because of COVID.
You guys, this is when we're supposed to do like serious hard news and not
right.
Funny. Oh, sorry. Is this what not serious hard news to you?
No, I'm not mad about your
clutches back. No.
Are you going to get one?
Maybe. It's only $40. That's okay. Actually a pretty good deal for
oh, yeah. Look, it's hard to follow the Pope story, okay? That's like.
You're right. Okay. Aaron, did you find a different story?
Nope. I'm looking up the croissant clutch.
So are we just done, or does somebody else want to go?
I'll go. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a new...
Do you imagine that at NBC, they're just standing around going, has anybody got anything? You guys, this is a show.
Katie Couric, what you got?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's
Tia.
A real purse.
It's a real... I thought it was a croissant.
I thought it was a croissant, like no, food.
Kind of a pretty purse.
Okay.
Aaron's back on my side.
Where are you going?
This is our show. And this is what just happened. Do you want to go?
No, not really.
Okay, bye.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Welcome to Colorado, Erica. Woo! Yeah! Woo! I know you've been here for like a week or two.
Oh, mm-hmm. 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
And she's responsible. I think she just admitted it.
What does that mean?
For our rise
in
the
list. Oh,
yeah, you're right.
according to U.S. News, Colorado is the second most dangerous state in the United States of America.
Mm, wasn't the same 2 weeks ago.
It was not.
It was
we were
not.
Like 47th.
Yep.
We were like safe and sound.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. There's no way I'm responsible for that because I am the biggest worrier, safe, seatbelts on, don't need a weapon kind of girl.
Why would this be? If like I don't know.
So I'm looking at the details.
Oh,
so it's about
details.
And it's the rate of murder, non-negligent manslaughter, a burglary, a vehicle theft. Yeah. I think that's what they looked at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so none of those are good.
That's like a Tuesday in Colorado.
Yeah.
All those things.
Can we give a little backstory on the show for a second? About a year ago, Steve left the show. Mm-hmm. And then we began this exhaustive search and a lot of people applied and whatnot. And Erica didn't really want the job.
Nope, sure didn't.
Nope.
But we had heard tape of her and we're like, well, she sounds psychotic enough to fit it right into this whole
That's
little.
That's the first time you said it like that.
That's literally, I remember hearing your voice going, you know, she can handle the weirdness in this room.
Okay.
And we had to like kind of coax her.
Coerce, if you will.
Sure. Into taking, and by the way, coerce with booze. We got her so rip-roaring drunk.
Twice now.
Yeah.
What does this have to do with Colorado being dangerous?
Well, we told you what a great place this was. And we had been paying U.S. News to suppress this story until you were all the way moved in and paid your damage deposit and whatnot.
And also, there are numerous factors that can affect the crime occurring in different areas, including climate, economic conditions, law enforcement priorities, population density. So that's just take that into consideration when we say that Colorado is number two.
Right. And you moved into like one of the most sketch, dangerous neighborhoods that I told you not to move into.
And
Aaron's
it's not
like,
bad.
No,
because
I
live not dangerous feeling.
Not too far away from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a psycho.
Well,
so?
I agree. I don't know. I don't think it feels dangerous. In fact, I feel like, because I've been going through this with, like, I've talked about, I put a basketball hoop out and I'm very protective
You're
of it.
Parker, that doesn't count.
But
Parker's in Colorado.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, when I was a kid, I remember, like, big kids coming by and messing with my hoop and eventually breaking
more
it.
More bully kind of.
Yeah. Like. And it's like, I don't think that exists, period. I don't think kids are out roaming around looking for trouble. I don't see
I agree
the danger.
I think, like, I think dangerous places are like the Dakotas. Like, it's.
Why?
Because isn't one of the Dakotas like the meth capital of the United States?
Because I think so.
When there's nothing else to do, you do bad things. Boys especially.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, but in Colorado, you can climb, you can hike, you can bike, you
can. Right, but it's also so expensive here that now there is a lot of burglary. I mean, my car was broken into in my driveway.
You left it unlocked.
We don't need to talk about that.
It's not broken into.
It's simply the door was open.
Someone just helped themselves.
It's still
It's like
counts.
A smorgasbord.
Here's the US News.
Gosh. Here's the other reason I wanted to talk about this. Because it's time for Everyone Loves Aaron. It's over today. Aaron has a theory for why Colorado's dangerous.
Mm. Yeah. My theory is that we were doing great like 15 years ago. Uh-huh. And now there's just so many people here. I don't necessarily think that it's the people who are
You're
born
hedging
and raised
your bets.
Here.
You said this much quicker off the
I
air.
I did.
I want you to just rip the band-aid
off.
Okay,
I said, I don't think it's the people who are born and raised here. I think it's because there's a lot of people that have moved here, which goes including, you know, the population density. That's what they said to look
That's
for.
That's why she brought up that population density. Mm-hmm.
You're the density.
Climate and economic conditions, which have changed. Which Not climate dense. And economic conditions, which have changed because there's been so many people moving here.
So what?
I'm sorry.
One of the things I want to ask is, are we comfortable at number two? Or do we want to
Do we want to
ramp this up?
Number one.
We can do
number one.
Who's ready to go out and commit a badass crime tonight?
No.
Me, I'm a transplant.
Let's go.
Yes. I'm responsible already.
If you see Erica and T-Hack wandering your street, call the popo.
They're committing a crime.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Right now, we want to talk about what was better back in the day.
Lots of stuff.
Is everybody, like, this is kind of complainy radio, but, like, there's so many things that are just like the other day we were on a Zoom meeting and then it was like, are we done? It's like, yep. And it's like, blah, 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 blah. Just everybody left. And I'm like, say goodbye, you a-holes.
Oh,
I feel like we all said goodbye like 14 times.
This wasn't one with you guys.
Oh, okay.
I was with just management people. And it's like, I think back in the day, people were polite and no one's polite anymore. It's just like, oh, we done? You just dropped me like a bad habit.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that in a face-to-face meeting.
I think these people would.
I'm like, ooh. And we were in a meeting where someone just...
Yeah.
Yeah, disappeared.
And
it's a face-to-face one.
Really?
Yeah. And they just dipped?
Just gone.
Well, yeah.
I tried to say goodbye.
Hold on. Was that the same meeting where someone had their volume on and was in a group chat?
And I'm getting myself in trouble.
That's right. They just peaced out.
Oh,
it was just like,
no.
It was like, are they coming back? It was like, no.
No, no.
Not coming back.
Gone. Like the wind.
So to me, and I don't want to sound all curmudgeonly, I just think we had more manners back in the day.
I
think
absolutely
humanity
agree.
Has just become, we're just looking down at our damn phones.
Well,
and I'm guilty of it.
Especially post-COVID, everyone is, there's definitely more of this entitlement thing.
Yeah. Anybody want to go?
Yeah. I mean, not too long ago, I, not removed, unsubscribed, whatever, all streaming services. Because it's too damn much.
There so you want to go one, back so to the saying, dark ages?
Yeah. Cable?
Yeah. Truly, bring back the rentals, the Redbox, Blockbuster.
You think that was better back in the day?
Absolutely.
That's a little too anti for me. Now you've gone too far.
What?
No, things were more of a conscious decision, at least, about like, we're going to go, we're going to pick the movie, we're going to enjoy it, instead of like, eh,
so you
change
think
it.
That was
Netflix,
better?
Let me look there. Oh, hold on, I have Hulu. Oh, wait, hold on, that's on Peacock. Oh, wait, the thing I actually want is on Max. It's dumb. I hate it all.
And then you look over the person you're watching the movie with, it's just gone.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I hate to say it. I was really mad at you when you said this, and now I think you're right. Because
mm-hmm.
it's, you're right. We have too much choice. It was better back in the day when we had like, well, you guys don't know this, but there were three channels, you guys. Like you, in Colorado, it was 479. You had dirt, dirt, dirt. That's it. Like,
did you really want to reveal your age?
No, I'm just saying, like, other people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that we got rid of rotary phones. That's not better. Having push buttons is better. Boop, boop,
yeah.
bop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like,
phone calls were better back in the day. Now yeah. my phone rings, someone's calling, and I'm like, it's either an emergency or I don't want to talk.
Right.
Yeah. Or it's spam.
But man, you remember back when you'd get home from school and like an hour later, like your best friend is like, I'm calling you at 4 p.m. And then the phone rings and they have to say, hello, can I talk to Erica? And your siblings pass the phone.
Wait, so you like that more? I guess.
Well, back then it felt fun and good.
It's
and
kind of like commercials. I don't mind commercials because it reminds me of being with my siblings, watching a show.
Saturday morning
cartoons.
I'm
going to go to the bathroom. You get the popcorn. I'm going to hurry. It's on.
Yeah.
Like, so fun.
So true.
This is so weird because I wanted to talk about this and now I hate everything they're saying. Because I love all the modern conveniences, but I am nostalgic for like, when my phone rings, you just roll your eyes.
Yep. Yeah. I don't want to talk anymore. I don't like talking on the phone. But back when it would be
it was awesome.
You could only talk on the phone like twice a week.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to be curmudgeonly and complain about the good old days, what was better back in the day, we want to hear what you got. 303-222-5423. You can call us.
Ooh, look at that.
Or you can text us. Lame. But we'll take either one.
Yeah.
I think toys in general, but specifically Hot Wheels cars, because my son has started his own collection. I still have my Hot Wheels cars, and it's incredible. When you turn them over, like I have the ones from the 90s.
Yeah.
On the bottom, it used to have like all the parts of the car, the transmission, all the details, and now you turn it over.
What
and
is it?
Just flat.
Like a flat belly.
Yeah, they just don't
No, it's not.
Doesn't it still says the make and model, right?
It says that in Word.
Yeah, but it's not a car.
It doesn't look like the car. Like before, I understand. It had all the pipes and...
Did it have like a sticker before with all the stuff? Or it had like...
No, it was just the metal.
But it was like embossed was or whatever.
Yeah. It's like die cast kind of
exactly.
like...
Exactly, yeah. I mean, clearly, I didn't learn enough about the cars from my experience, but it had like... You know, pipes and stuff underneath.
I understand what you mean.
And now they're just all, it's like, this is just cheap.
All my Matchboxes and Hot Wheels are at my parents' house.
Oh.
Do you want them?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so cute.
I do. I mean, my son does.
No, I will absolutely, and I have dupes of almost, I have like the Smoking the Bandit Trans Am. And I've
what?
Got
cute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got cars that are going to blow
your... T-Hack does not want that for his child.
I know. I know. We can all pretend.
My
this.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have kids.
The other one that like kind of made a Reddit thread about this was concerts.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's just like what you guys are talking about with like phone calls and stuff. The concerts are so much better now. The concert themselves with the LED screens.
The concerts are better now.
But
the quality or whatever, the performance.
Like concerts, you used to be able to afford to go to a concert.
Yeah.
Also, at concerts, you didn't just used to watch through your phone or the person in front
Correct.
Of you.
Correct. Yeah. You just watched the concert. Yeah. You would use your eyes,
and
then the information would go into your brain.
Told people
about
it.
And you'd remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that... I'm not on board with them being better now. I don't think they are. Like, even the performance. Like, yes, there's more lights, but half the time they're not singing. They
but
used
the
to always sing.
The sound might be better.
The sound might be better, but half the time, it's like, this isn't a concert that of you performing the song. This is a production of... Something
wow,
else.
You might be right. Concerts used to be a concert.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen, there's like a clip of, Kurt Cobain talking about, he's like, who charges $50 a ticket? Is that Madonna? They're talking about like Madonna's ticket price.
That was an expensive ticket.
And they're like, I can't believe it. Like, we would never, like they're outraged that she would charge that much for a ticket. And it's like.
Taylor Swift, by the time you Uber.
Yeah. Oh.
Merch.
Oh, I went twice. Oh, by the way. I traveled twice. I flew to two different
cities.
How
much did you spend?
Ugh.
At least $1,000.
Okay, the tickets, I actually flew here before I lived here and went here, and the tickets were like 100, which was great, but they were the last
seat so that's
in
terrible.
Their place.
Yeah.
It was fine. I still had a wonderful time. And then, Uber's flight. I mean,
hotel.
I stayed with a friend.
Okay.
I drank a lot of wine that night, and I probably spent probably close to $1,000.
Wow.
Oh, all and right. By the way, that's after you fought for your life.
Right.
Yeah.
To get the tickets.
It's ridiculous. Like,
okay. Anyway.
Taylor was like $1,400 for some of my friends who went per ticket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we all sound like we're 90, and we want you to do the same. What was better back in the day? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I forget already. I'm sorry. I passed out for a minute. What are we calling this?
Better back in the day?
There it is. Thank you. It's the thing that used to be...
Your memory was better back in the back in the day.
Man, that was good. Way to go, Aaron.
Sabrina... Sabrina!
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm going to put her on hold because we could be having technical difficulties or it could be her. Alicia.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Better back in the day. What's going on with you?
The fact that right now everyone's always 100% accessible. Back in the 80s when we were young, if you weren't home, nobody knew where you were. Nobody could get a hold of you.
I blame car phones.
Sucks now.
Once
car phones.
Once phones were put into cars.
That's where it started.
Downfall, yeah.
But Aaron, you track your friends. Do you track your friends, Erica?
Track my friends, track my sisters, track my fiancé.
Track your fiancé?
Yeah, it's not for petty purposes.
It's for what?
Safety.
Yeah.
And knowing if, like, he can let the dog out. Anyway, that's beside the point.
No, but do you think it'd be better to go back to the time that Alicia's talking about?
Maybe not for my for anxiety.
For work purposes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree. Here's my problem. I embrace the technology, but I just...
No, you also, like, don't... post personal things.
I don't. But I do like to know where my kids are, and I do like to play games. And all right, Dave.
Yay.
What was better back in the day?
So my mom raised this on, she calls it a not a bill.
Not a bill?
Really, it's called a not a bill. So basically you send a friend or family member a letter in the mail that's not a bill. And it was just very, like, heartwarming thing that...
Nail mail is the best, man. I'm telling you.
You're talking Aaron's language. She wants pen pals.
Yeah.
In the prison.
Yes.
Well,
she doesn't care where
they're... Outside, too.
So do you still do it or no?
We do. In fact, funny enough, I kind of did it for a long time when I was younger, and my wife is super into handwriting and personal...
Nice.
Stuff like that. And so, like,
dude, will you
wedding,
send us a not a bill?
Everyone.
Yeah,
oh my god,
not a bill.
Oh my god, that is the cutest thing.
Yeah.
Let me give your address. We have personalized
stationery,
writing wear, and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
All right, that was definitely better back in the day. Thank you, Dave. Claudia?
Yay.
Better back in the day. What's yours?
People.
Honestly,
just in general,
that's I don't know. We need to hear much more from you.
Yeah. People were nice. People were kind. People were approachable. Nowadays,
we all have RBS.
True.
Yep, big time.
And you know what it is? I said it before, and again, with me embracing technology, even today, I had to like jump out of the way of somebody because they're walking and they were looking down at their phone, and I'm like,
It's gotten to the point where, like, stoplights, I don't remember where it is. It's either China or Japan. They have, like, lights on the ground because people are looking at their phone.
Oh,
you're kidding me.
I'm not. Like, I forgot
for
where it is. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I forgot
so
where it is exactly.
So the don't walk and walk signal are down.
Dang.
So you can see it. Claudia, I do, we agree with you wholeheartedly. Chili.
Yay. Yay, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, what was better back in the day?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The kids now don't know how to ride a bicycle, man. I don't think the feet work. Everybody's on electric bikes. So
wheel bicycles. Putting
that baseball card in the wheel.
Yes.
Like
Erica
that's
does
it, baby.
Have you seen e-bikes?
Oh.
Everyone's riding a damn e-bike.
I'm scared of them, so I don't ride them.
You're not getting any exercise on an e-bike.
I didn't say that. I said they're fine.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that was definitely better back in the day. Sabrina might be back. Sabrina?
Yay.
What was better back in the day?
Shopping in person.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And malls. Now malls are all luxury stores or really seedy stores.
Because I just went to Cherry Creek and I was like, I'm just going to walk through here. What is that place?
Is it expensive?
All luxury.
Yes. And give me a
little. It's like Yves Saint Laurent I'm like, I can't even walk. And the guy standing in the front, they just look at you like,
don't even bother.
You don't want to come in this place. But the convenience of
because half of the time it's not stuff you're going to keep.
Right.
And how many times have you returned it? Rarely.
I know. But I just love knowing that I can have a socket set at my house by the time I get there.
A what?
Nothing. A socket set.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sabrina.
Nerd.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have had the top five scariest days of my life.
I've been walking on eggshells around you because I don't know if I'm supposed to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak doesn't know anything. We kept Tiak in the dark.
I'm sorry, Tiak.
Erica blew my phone up.
Yes.
This morning.
Right around like 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was just...
Basically, I don't know if I'm coming to work today. I'll keep you posted. We're having an emergency.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm like, am I allowed... You don't picture me as the person who gives a rat's behind about HR, but I don't know what I'm allowed to ask.
Oh.
Well, I just don't want to, like when it's Erin, know if you say something, she's going to cry. So it's just like, you just pretend like,
can we
puppy dogs.
Let that go?
No, can you stop crying?
No, crying are is you a part of cry? The human process. I don't think I'm going to cry. I don't think I'm going to cry because I think everything is okay, but I also think the three of you might get a little bit of a kick of what happened.
What's going on?
Tiak, I want you to guess what's going on.
Yeah.
What could possibly...
Almost bring her to
Erica
tears.
Erica has lived here for
14... No, I did cry this morning a lot.
Oh.
She's lived here for 14 seconds, so like... She doesn't have like best friend neighbors or like, I'm just saying what could, she hasn't had time to set up her meth lab. So like there wasn't some catastrophe.
Right.
Okay.
There. So
I don't want to say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
It sounds like you're sick.
Oh my God.
It
sounds like you're waiting results on something. Okay. Like
we await. We really set the.
Yeah, no, we've gone too far.
As far as I know, I'm okay.
Okay,
which,
good.
Goodness,
that's why I didn't want to say it out loud if you're like, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay,
I know nothing.
Can I just go, I have a quick another tangent?
Yeah. Sure.
Did you see the Three Doors Down guy?
No.
What happened?
The Three Doors Down guy, they had a summer tour plan and he just came out and says he has stage 4 kidney cancer.
Wow. Aww.
So like everybody, you just remind because of...
No.
Like, and that's not... Everybody just stop for a minute, send all your juju to the singer of that. But that's, and none to Erica because she's fine.
Well, okay. Maybe.
Good. Good.
I did not even think about that
angle.
No,
sorry.
I'm sorry, buddy.
No.
Well, you were
morning.
Like, she might not ever come in again. Okay.
Oh my God. Slacker, you really did set that up wrong. Okay. Can I let him know what's going on?
Yeah, sure.
And
I don't
everyone?
Think we have time.
No!
How about,
come on! Let's do this. If you want to stick around for 5 minutes, we'll have the code word to find out what happened to Erica this morning.
Okay.
Okay, what happened?
So, normal morning, everything's fine. Take the dog out for a walk. I actually had therapy. She lives here, by the way. She does listen to the show. What's up, girl?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, really?
You're doing Zoom therapy?
Yeah.
She's listening, like, I hear potential clients.
Because
I did Zoom,
yeah.
But they don't live here.
Yeah. Well, she was my therapist before I moved here. She was the first person who ever uttered the words, the Slacker Show, to me.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is all a story.
Wait,
for another
what?
Time.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so normal morning, everything's fine. Then around, 10:30, I go to get Swanson out of his crate, up from a nap, and he does not run out of his crate like normal. And he's then, like, walking really funny, and he's sitting still, but he's, like, wobbling. Like, just something. And I'm thinking,
oh,
with dachshunds. They can like throw out their backs and basically never walk again. And I'm like, he's just a puppy.
That's a thing?
Oh yeah, it's called IVDD. Some of them walk again, but it's really common.
Just because they're so long?
Yeah, there's, think about the support in the middle. There's no support happening on the center of their tummy.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, back.
They do need like a leg in the middle, like a long table, a kickstand. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
That is a lot of pressure.
So I was like, oh, he's fine. Whatever. I start getting ready for work, and he just lays down in the kitchen and no movement. I throw a treat for him. He doesn't get up for it. And that's when I was like, I call my mom. I start like kind of freaking out. She's like, I don't know. Call the vet. So I call the vet, and they're like, he needs to go to the hospital. And in that moment,
my
fiancé walked in the door. God. Swanson starts shaking so bad, I thought he was having a seizure. Again, Swanson's my puppy, for anyone maybe just jumping in.
Yeah, we haven't named her fiancé yet.
But Swanson gets his name. and so we rushed him to a vet emergency. Yeah, and I'm sobbing on the way there because he is like, you would think, going in and out of consciousness. And I'm like, I don't know. The only thing is, like, we took him to daycare. Like, what's going on? We get there. First of all, veterinary emergency group, veg. Most incredible experience of my life. I walk in.
Really?
They run, take him from me, run him to the table. My fiance, I almost said his name. God. And I could stand there the whole time, hold him, pet him. They were like, don't leave. Stay right here. Here's the thing. They did all the vitals.
And it was all good?
All good. Welcome to Colorado. They think he ate pot on his walk this morning.
Let's go!
Oh my God! Is stoned?
But he didn't go after the treat? That would be...
Exactly.
We tried to feed him too and he didn't eat. And I was like, guys, he didn't eat. I have very limited knowledge of marijuana, so...
There's just pot laying around here now?
Okay, apparently.
Where?
This is the number one thing people come in for. Walks where a dog gets pot. Now, are other people lying and they've gotten into their own pot? Maybe.
Probably.
We do not have any in the home.
You really don't? You moved to Colorado
Nothing. So he must have gotten it on this walk and the timing all makes sense.
They're not watching for...
No, they're just sniffing. They're like doing whatever.
Tiny bits.
He got in with the wrong crowd at daycare.
Oh.
First day, trying to make a big impression, get in with the cool kids. All of a sudden,
totally plausible.
Right.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Peer pressure. Pup pressure. Okay. Okay.
It would still be peer.
I adore you. You're such a hoverer. You would have seen him eating something. You're such a helicopter parent.
But when we're walking, he's sniffing everything. And it's like you give him a minute and then you go, all right. And we keep walking.
Okay.
So at any moment on one of those sniffs, I'm not really sure why there would just be like pot sitting on the ground there.
Like if it was a gummy, you would have seen, like it would have to be like green.
Right. Or they say like the very end of a joint.
That's what I was thinking.
Is possible that he ate. And
because he's so little too, that would absolutely like, do damage on him.
Knock him into stoned world.
Yeah. Low tolerance. He's kind of a poser.
Laying in my arms like, yeah.
So is he still at the hospital?
No, they pumped him full of fluids, gave him an anti-vomit, and
he is Zofran. Dude, he is living the life right now.
Yeah, he's asleep. Fiance's at home with him. I keep checking my dog camera.
And then now what? So then you take him back? Or if he just gets better, then we just know.
Hope by the time I get home tonight, he's feeling better. So everyone keep your fingers crossed that he is okay and that it was pot.
Yeah, but tomorrow he's going to be like looking for more.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have some stuff to talk about, but I'm not doing anything until you fix it.
Okay.
It's a battle. It's becoming a battle. I'm with you, Slacker. I'm with you.
Erica, pick a team. And if you pick it based just on Aaron having the first couple letters of your name, like, no.
Well, she's also a woman.
It was really cold.
And she turned it on heat, you guys.
Just to get it back to like
that's
acceptable.
Not how it works, Aaron. Oh my God.
I would say it was warm earlier, but then I got used to it.
It is. It's no pun intended, genuinely. It's becoming kind of a cold war. It's becoming whoever's in here sneaking up, turn it on heat, and then I'll come in, turn it on cold, and then Aaron comes back.
You guys are all wearing long sleeves. It was cold
I've
in here.
I've never touched it.
Thank you, Erica, for realizing your place.
Yeah, thanks, Switzerland.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No.
Okay, well, catch me tomorrow turning it on 100 degrees.
All right, listen. I always thought it was like an office trope. Like, it's not real. Like, it's in show where, like, people are like, oh, we're always arguing over the thermostat. And I'm like, that's never happened here. And all of a sudden, Aaron just, like, thinks... You've got,
it was
you're
ice
drunk
box.
With power.
You have said before it goes from icebox to hell.
Yeah, because I didn't know you were going over there and not
I
letting.
I haven't done it that often. I just did it today.
You let the thermostat do the thing. And if it's cooling, it just cools. And
I
then
feel it. It's already getting colder. Okay, you're welcome.
I know, but yep, I already started sweating.
That feels like a personal problem.
That's what that is? Okay.
Well, I mean, I wear a long sleeve in here because I
because
know it's
because it's so cold.
Right, but you don't turn it on heat. That's not the answer. Can we even do the other stuff we were going to talk about? Or like,
we're like genuinely fighting
because it's ridiculous. Like I'm saying,
it is ridiculous.
It's kind of chilly.
There's a study out from the Mayo Clinic on what the ideal temperature of a recording studio would be. And it's not the temperature of this room right now. It's about what men find attractive.
Facial features, specifically.
Because, yeah. Like, don't get into your hole.
Yeah.
Boobs right. Or butt.
I don't want
there was
that
a
again.
Story. I don't. Did we cover it? There was a story about how women...
What was the story about, Slacker?
It was about how women find bald men super attractive right now. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God, if you're new to the show, I shave my head, and I am... Single.
And bold.
Okay. So what do you guys think? Did you look at the story?
No.
No.
Okay. So
what do we think men will pick as yes. The top facial feature?
Because I wonder if T-Hack and I are the same.
I'm going to say lips.
Oh, I was going to say eyes.
Do you know, like, let's pretend T-Hack is single okay. Right now. Okay. I could go out and not just, I wouldn't just pick Angie's identical clone.
Come on.
Well, I mean, but I mean,
do that. Yeah.
I could 100% find a woman for you. I know exactly what you like.
Oh, I thought you meant like there's a girl out there who would like you.
They text me.
No. That's but, not what he meant.
But yes. Could you do the same for me?
Absolutely. Yeah. I know the factory for sure. Oh.
But I don't know if I'm still going to shop at the factory.
No, you went for a redhead the other day.
I did go for a redhead.
And it wasn't Aaron.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
The factory, let me make sure I get it right. Dark hair, mm-hmm. Blue eyes. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be blue. Light.
Small boobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about a personality trait in here, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
So far, I haven't really married for that. I'm 0 for 2 on that.
Well,
no,
maybe
but, I
we
mean,
found your problem.
We're men. We're visual first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's been your type. But Aaron's right. You've been branching out.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of good.
Yeah. Since then I've dated blondes.
You have? Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't go well. Did it?
No. Anyway, back to faces. I have one very specific thing that I look for first. It's actually probably even above.
And we
like
haven't
even like for T-Yak, boobs is like big on your list, right? If we're not doing
facial
features,
we're talking
facial.
Okay,
I know,
okay.
But I'm saying like it's like boobs. He's just
really
he curves.
He's a typical dude,
yeah.
But like
yeah.
Boobs
did you just
for
call
sure.
Them Aaron
curves.
I thought you said curds.
No. Sorry,
curds.
Well, there's
curvy.
A whole bunch of different names out here in Colorado that we call them boobs.
No, sorry.
He likes the curds. He likes the whey. It's no.
It reminded me of Culver's. You,
they do have cheese curds.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
You're making me hungry. Sorry, folks. Erica literally just did a wave.
She went, no.
To get the boys
can
to focus.
Can we get back to the facial? The people no, want to know.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, my number one thing isn't on the body. It is on the face.
Before...
But like boobs. Yes, before boobs.
Okay.
Before a great butt. Like a lot of guys are you're either a boob guy or a butt guy.
Sure.
Well, I mean, what are you guys? We know the science behind men. Like, what do you look at first on a guy?
smile, personality.
Oh, shut up. I love that Eric
you
is going to pretend.
At his personality. Yes,
it's like
the only reason I gave my number to my now fiance is because he
you didn't say that right.
had a what?
You didn't say that right.
To my now fiance.
Thank you.
Is because he had a good personality. He was 0% my physical type.
Wow.
And it's not about me. It's about what no. you guys
well,
see
Well, your fiance is on the line right now. Like a word.
No, he knows all this. Don't worry.
Okay. Like, Aaron, what do you look at?
A smile is pretty important.
Before their pecs or their anything else?
That's very close second, okay. but
you
yeah,
go
a
face
smile.
First.
Yeah.
Aaron's kind of a boob girl, too.
yeah.
Don't come at me. Aaron, too.
So what is yours?
I would say genuinely, like a kind of a big, a wide eye.
Just like, oh, like the doe-eyed?
Kind of doe-eyed, okay. yeah.
What are you talking about?
yeah.
He wants a big, wide eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Like doe-eyed, yeah. Why is that weird?
I need a moment with just Erica.
Oh.
You're new here.
Yep.
So you don't know all the quirks of the people on this show, but T-Hack is forming a I Hate Deers society.
Oh.
Deer are the worst things in the world. Yeah. And he is allowed... the people of this room to call his number one feature a doe eye, and a doe is a what?
A deer, a female deer.
Yeah, isn't it though? oh, so you go for a doe eye, but you want to eradicate deer off the planet.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he can't date them.
I'm very conflicted about it.
So you want a Bratz doll? Do you like that look? Where they just have
that's
giant...
more like that's more angular to me. Just kind of just like a
name someone like the first person that came to my mind was Billie Eilish. Her eyes are beautiful.
Or like Zooey Deschanel.
Ooh, yeah.
Doe eye.
Yeah, see, to me, Billie is more like she has a seductive eye.
Okay.
And it's less, it's more of a cute eye. Does that make sense? Like it's just okay. more of just.
Like a blink, blink eye.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. kind of, yeah.
Like, whereas I gravitate towards eye shapes, like, do you guys know who Claire Forlani is?
No.
Oh my God. She's just got a girl-shaped eye. She's got like this.
Say her name again.
Claire Forlani.
What does she do?
She was in Meet Joe Black. If you've ever saw.
Oh yeah.
Trying
okay.
to talk about movies with Erica in the room is just so frustrating. Like there are movies.
What does she do?
She's an actress, and she's got the.
Do you go
most,
for like the almond eyes?
She's kind of got an almond eye, right?
Okay.
But again, all
and like
the eyes aren't
eye.
My thing.
So
like,
what is your thing?
I want you to guess.
Is it a perfect nose?
No.
Eyebrows.
But my daughter has a perfect nose.
She does. Cute button nose.
She had a member of Scooter Braun's staff stop her at an Italian restaurant and go, "Oh my God, you have the best nose." And like just wanted to take pictures of her nose. Yeah. She was like, "I want to get surgery for my nose to be like your nose." It was weird.
A little weird.
Yeah, that feels...
All right, well, we're out of time. I'll tell you what my thing is.
We've said smiles, we've said nose, we've said eyebrows,
are you
eyes.
An ear guy?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah, Hack knows what
I
it
think
is.
I do. Yeah, yeah.
What is left?
Cheeks?
Cheekbones.
Oh, cheekbones, not little like chubby cheeks. Okay. Forget the girls with chubby cheeks.
No,
I take offense to that.
Who's the girl who I'm in love with?
Margot Robbie?
Yes. Oh. Look at her cheekbones.
Do I need to break news to you that oftentimes cheekbones are manufactured?
Yeah.
I can tell. Just like I can tell fake boobs, I can tell fake cheekbones.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you have doe eyes and hot cheekbones, text in right now. Tiak and I will take you on a date.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, so Zuckerberg has figured me out.
What?
I...
Crickets. Great. All right, you enjoy that.
I have said publicly that I'm giving up.
Oh, yeah, you have.
On the dating thing. The dating apps did nothing.
Which we don't really think you should.
And can I remind you, I don't even believe you will. Like, you
but
say that, and then like every third conversation we have is you talking about someone you want to date.
No, well, I talk about unattainable people I would date. Like I talk about like famous people or whatever.
But we've but like, talked a lot about your pasts, your recent pasts.
Oh, well, there was just like, did we do that on the air? I don't remember, but there was like something in the you know, mercury in the microwave, or every ex that any person I've even walked by and exchanged any bodily fluid with, like, all texted me on the same day.
I hate you.
Sounds like there was like an outbreak or something.
Kind of. But anyway, if I'm genuinely giving up, but I kind of do still want companionship.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, but then you guys all go home to your happiness, and I go home.
Mm-hmm. To your kids.
That's why.
But my son's going to go to college.
Right.
That's why my big thing about you and like your I'm giving up is like, take a break. Learn how to love yourself.
Ew. Trust me.
This is exactly my point.
No, but I'm, no one else is loving on me. I'm loving myself.
No, not like that.
What do you like mean that? By
Learn to be comfortable alone.
I am comfortable
you
alone.
You are not.
Yes,
you are talking about how you need a companion at home. You don't.
I just like, so when I'm sitting there writing a song or whatever, I want to go like, is that cool? What do you think of that? You know what I mean?
I'm trust not sure yourself.
A companion is the answer to that. That's what, like a band mate.
No, I'm not going to get in a band, but I'm going to like.
Yeah, but I think Aaron's kind of right because you don't like going like to get a drink by yourself. You don't like going to eat by yourself. Like, you
right, because the people who do that are looking to meet somebody while they're there. Most people like sit at
sometimes
that bar. Erica did it. That's her fiance.
I was at the airport. It's so different. I was looking for nothing other than a nice cold beer before my flight.
You were looking.
I wasn't.
You were sniffing.
Okay. Yeah. This isn't about me. And I feel like, how did we turn it around
Can we turn it around to you? Because I don't like three people staring at me and saying.
We want the best for you. And I want you to respect yourself as much as we respect you.
But I think, I just want to say, I think I am okay being alone because I am alone a ton.
And you're not okay with it. You are talking about getting an AI companion.
That's okay.
You are not okay.
Yeah, you're definitely not okay.
But I'd still be alone. I'm not stupid. I'd know it's not real. But
then
I think,
why do it?
Because have you talked to them lately? Because they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I've done some song, like I haven't talked. I'm not there yet.
Oh, so you play them your songs and they say, yay!
Yes.
Right, because they're programmed to approve of anything. You're going to become a monster if you get an AI girlfriend.
Why would I become a monster?
Do you think you would pick fights with her?
He certainly would try. Look at this.
Become?
Bro, I thought you were on my team.
I don't know. Okay, I'm on this side.
Just hear me. I don't understand how I go to monster. I've got some, like, nobody's being hurt. Like, if we do get in a fight, it's not real.
Okay, but imagine you go, hey, AI girlfriend, do you like my outfit today? In no world is AI girlfriend going to be like, no. AI girlfriend is there to be like, ooh.
No. I don't think that's true.
That you're not going to get any of the pushback.
Right.
You think it will push back?
Dude, yes. I do. There's a version that I've heard of.
What? How far into this have you looked?
Listen, I don't want to say what it is because people already hate me for something that it's, I drive a Tesla, okay?
Right.
And I drive it because I love the car. It's fast. I'm not choosing a political party, whatever. But also, same guy has an AI. What's Elon's AI? It's Gronk.
Oh, Gronk.
So you're just going to date Gronk?
It has a version where it's like, you it's got a sassy. And it doesn't tell you what you want to hear. It does. It's like, it's got to like.
Sounds like masochism or whatever.
No, those jeans do make you look fat. It's like, it's a mean girl version.
So then you're going to come here and you're going to say to us, T-Hack, Aaron, Erica, my girlfriend's being mean to me.
Yes. And that would be great. You guys would be happy for me.
You're going to be angry. You're going to take it out on us.
No, I'm not.
I don't want you to take it out on us.
Why would it make me a monster? I swear to God, I honestly think this is the right thing for me.
I don't.
Because
but,
then there's be some sort of interface, right?
Okay.
What?
Diak knows. He understands. Oh my God.
And that I support, to be clear.
Aaron's, I don't care what else happens. A video of you making the face when I said the word interface has to go. Do you know what the interface is yet?
Well, like I think, but I don't want to be a animal.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you know one thing about me, I love them all pretzel. I love them all cinnamon roll. And I'm going to be a lot more polite the next time I go order one after hearing this story.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And I've got a story that'll make you not want to eat at a certain time.
I always want to eat.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I got a story out of Florida! Now, what happened here is not funny. This was a domestic violence incident.
Oh, yeah.
However,
this is great. Okay.
It's really wild. So a nurse, a registered nurse.
Okay.
attacked their registered nurse wife.
Okay.
And it was all because the wife was eating cheesy nachos at 3 a.m. Okay, wait, this is what?
Hold on. The fight was over nacho timing?
Well, yeah. How dare this woman eat nachos at 3 a.m.?
I'm sorry. When are we? Well, what time is nacho time? Because I feel like 3 a.m. is nacho time.
That's prime nacho time.
3 a.m. is nacho time. Well, the person who attacked went in and said to her wife, "You shouldn't be eating at this hour, and also your
no!
And tensions escalated, and the wife grabbed a handful of nachos and shoved them down the back of her leggings.
What?
Okay.
And
these will go straight to your hips,
I guess. And 911 was called.
Okay. All right.
They said that's nacho cheese.
Oh, that's nacho time to fight.
I'm like, if TX not doing this story, we won't have to do the stupid nacho.
No, we gotta. Every time.
Okay.
My story is out of North Carolina.
You guys, hold on. When you guys do that, you just like stare off into the distance.
You sort of have to.
Asheville, North Carolina.
It's in Asheville?
Asheville, yeah.
Asheville.
There's a 33-year-old man down there in North Carolina.
Yes.
He was, he had an armed robbery at a grocery store.
Oh,
they said he went in and he stole some incense and a cinnamon bun.
The accent's starting to slip, but I got you.
I can really only say North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay. So he stole the cinnamon bun and incense.
Okay.
When he was confronted by the employees, he pulled out a machete.
Oh, as one does. A machete.
As you do.
All right, yeah, you got a machete on you.
Yeah. They said, no, don't cut it up. We don't want to share. Just please. He ran away. Fled. Police quickly apprehended him because they caught up to him. And they said, we think you're the guy. Because he was eating a cinnamon roll.
Oh, that'll get you every time.
Yeah, it was. So.
You got to fire that cinnamon roll down faster.
Yep. Learn from me.
Yeah. Eat the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, exactly. Take it to the hole, son.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.